This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So grateful that you are spending some of your precious time with me today. Did anybody else just think precious? I don't even know what movie that's from. I think Lord of the Rings, but I've never seen those movies. But every time I say precious, I think of that. I don't know why. I guess because I've seen the meme so many times and now I'm a weirdo. Yep, I'm a weirdo. Anyway, looking forward to spending a bit of time with you today. And I have something really important on my mind that I am excited and, quite frankly, fired up to share with you. And if this moves you, if you get it, if it resonates with you, I hope you will share it because I believe strongly that what we are going to talk about today, the world needs to hear about more. So I am fired up today in the very best way. And if you hear like crunching, shifting noises, that's because I'm in my car and the car is off, because if the car was on, it would be too loud. And my jacket is on because it's like 7 degrees and you can hear it when I move. So I'm going to try and stay pretty still. But if you hear weird like jacket moving noises, it's my jacket moving. That's the situation. I moved into my new home. I'm trying to think of when this airs. About a week ago. And there is a cleaning crew getting rid of the remnants of the people who lived there before. Not literally. They're still alive. Well, one of them's still alive. But they didn't die in the house. But dusting and all of that stuff. So I needed to record this. This was my window in which to do it. So I'm out in the car and I'm wearing my jacket. And I just like to let you guys know that because some of you are very particular about sound. Before we get started, I got a comment today on one of the show notes pages about how at the end of the episode, I've been in the habit of sharing a workout that I've done and I loved, as well as a meal that I loved. And I do that because you guys say that it helps give you ideas for exercises, workouts, movement, as well as meals. But this particular commenter said, you do CrossFit, not everybody does CrossFit. Would you be open to sharing a fitness win from one of your listeners, like something that somebody set out to do and accomplished, instead of or in addition to me sharing my workouts? And the answer is I'm willing to share whatever you guys tell me. One thing that I think it's always been interesting to me is that getting people to respond to stuff isn't always very easy, and rightfully so, because you guys, like me, have very, very full lives. So I responded to this commenter and I said, abso-freaking-lutely, but let's not limit it to fitness. How do you guys feel about at the end of the show when I share a workout that I loved recently and a meal that I loved recently, I share one of your wins? And it could be a big win or a small win. It can be related to health, food, movement, fitness, money, relationships, careers, you name it. But I love it when you share with me. That is one of the highlights of my day every single day. So I am happy to begin doing that to the extent which you guys share it or with the frequency at which those ideas come into me. So let's try it out and see. And of course, if you hate the idea, let me know that as well. But you can tag me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton and share your win. You can leave a comment on the show notes page or you can email me. If you email me, make sure in the subject line you put my win, just so that I know what we are talking about. And again, this can be something big or small. Maybe you celebrated your anniversary and you made the occasion about the company and the connection instead of all about the food. Or maybe you paid off your first credit card, or you ran a marathon, or you ran your first mile, or you ran to your mailbox. Whatever it is, I think sharing wins is just a great way to build community and also to inspire other people. So at the end of the show, I will share the one that came in via the show notes page. And I hope you guys are down for sharing your wins because that is always so fun for me and so inspiring for everybody. We are going to get to my fired up topic here very quickly. but I want to give you a Chasing Cupcakes update. You guys have been so supportive, and I want to keep you in the loop. As most of you know, Chasing Cupcakes, my very first book, launched on January 10th, and you guys, in addition to being supportive, have been so patient through this process. It's a first for me, and it has been a thrill a minute for sure. Now, I am recording this on January 14th, and I know it doesn't air until the 21st, so I will tell you how things are as of when I am recording this on the 14th. The paperback is live on Amazon, the Kindle is live on Amazon, and the hardcover is now live on Amazon. As of when I am recording this, Audible is not presently live, but it is on its way. I wish that I had some control over this, or that my publisher had some control over this, but basically the way that it works, we upload it, they take a couple weeks to review it. That has already happened, so now it is just pending release, so it could be any minute or any day, and realistically, hopefully, by the time this airs, it is live, so you can search on Audible, but if you don't see it, don't worry, you're not doing anything wrong. If it's not there, it's just not there yet, and I promise that I will continue sharing updates on Facebook, on Instagram about that. I am going to share the last thought about the book when we get to the end of the episode, assuming I don't forget. Today, I want to talk to you about what has really been on my heart lately, and I pray this message spreads. I've told you guys before that I tend to set an intention before I start recording, and my intention for this episode, though I usually just, it's really usually for me, I'm going to share this one with you guys. That those of you who are stressed and anxious and feeling really frustrated, exasperated, or defeated by your goals or your process, I pray that you hear this and you make some changes based on what we're going to chat about today. I used to think in terms of what I didn't want. Like, I used to think about in terms of what I wanted to get rid of. And if I had to put a sound effect to the way that I felt when I wanted to lose weight and I wanted to get out of debt and I wanted to have more energy and I wanted to be smaller and I wanted to eat less and I wanted to binge less, if I had to put a sound effect to that period of life where I really focused on what I didn't want, it would be a groan, a sigh, that feeling of, ugh, what is wrong with me? This sucks. I'm tired of this struggle. And I operated from that place of what I didn't want. I don't want to be so tired. I don't want to try so hard. I don't want to mess with this anymore. I don't want to think about this anymore. And these days, at least once a day, somebody asks me over email or in person or on social media how much weight I've lost or how much debt I've paid off or both. And I get it, because weight loss is a big deal. But what is so much better than 10 pounds lost, 20 pounds lost, 120 pounds lost is what I gained. Hear me out, okay? What is so much better than losing weight, being smaller, is having so much more energy. How much more I want to do. Not only how much more I can do physically and energetically, but how much more I want to do. How much more I want to participate in life. Whereas before, I really genuinely just wanted to stay on the sidelines. I didn't want to do things because I wasn't comfortable. I gained a desire for life that I didn't have before. What is so much better than 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 120 pounds lost is gaining the desire to take care of myself versus having to fight so hard for every improved choice. I gained mental clarity. I gained freedom from what seemed like an incessant, ever-present, unending struggle against myself. I gained confidence. I gained a new perspective on life, on food, on health, on fitness, on movement, like exercise. And every single day people email me and I read and hear in their messages that same frustration, disappointment, anxiety, exasperation. Guys, as you have probably realized, even if you haven't done anything about it yet, that perspective on change, that attitude of exasperation, that trajectory of less, that everything is about what I want less of. I want less debt. I want less stress. I want less struggle. I want less weight. I want less obsession with food. It's not a really effective perspective for creating the result that you want. What if instead of moaning and groaning about how you want to lose weight, what if instead you focused on how and why you want to get healthier? Coming at it from the problem perspective, from everything that is wrong and everything that makes you mad and everything that frustrates you or disappoints you, it's a pretty awful way to create consistency or to create momentum or motivation. What if instead of focusing on how you need to eat less sugar, you focused on how you want to work on prioritizing more whole foods, eating more of those, fueling your body brilliantly, getting a variety of nutrients in your day? What if instead of, I'm so gross, I'm so fat, you took the perspective, you shifted your mindset, and this doesn't happen because of a decision, it happens through practice, through constant redirection, through discipline and effort. What if instead of, oh, I'm so gross, I'm so tired of feeling this way, of being this way, of looking this way, you thought of it in terms of, well, what kind of choices could I make today that would make me feel more confident? Like, how can I choose in a way that builds my confidence today? Or what would make me feel better today? I tell people all the time, especially when they ask how I stay motivated when I hit a plateau or when my body's not responding, and I've had tons of those moments, I tell them quite honestly that I eat well because it makes me feel better than eating crappy does. I eat well because I feel better about myself when I eat well than when I don't eat well. I don't eat the way I eat because I have an expectation of a physical change. I do it because it makes me feel more energetic. It makes me feel more confident. And this is not just about weight and food. It's about everything. I used to moan and groan about my finances, all the bills. If it's not one thing, it's another. First, we need a new washing machine. And then the oil change ends up costing over $100. And we have to travel for this. Too much debt, not enough money, too many expenses. That's not an effective strategy for psyching yourself up. It's not an effective strategy. It's not an effective perspective for creating consistency and momentum and motivation. What if instead of, I need to be out of debt, I want less debt, how about, I want more financial freedom? I'm not saying no to that new pair of sneakers because discipline, because I can't or I shouldn't buy them. Because, hey, I want financial freedom. And I want that more than I want another pair of sneakers or another sweater or whatever else that it is. I got an email from a client the other day that really moved me. And it relates to this concept very much. It's this concept taken from theory and put into practice. What this looks like when it is practiced. And the email says, It's from one of my, I guess I should add a little context. So you're like, what is this related to? This is from one of my 12-week to transformation clients in my veterans group. And we have weekly challenges that help us put some of these concepts into a daily discipline, a daily routine. And her email said, this week's challenge and some of the work I've been doing gave me an aha moment this morning. One of my big rocks is alcohol. In my social life, alcohol often accompanies celebrations, family events, and many other social things. But consuming too much alcohol during these times often leads me to poor choices and loss of personal control and ultimately regret. She says, I've been trying to be a creative problem solver, and my practice in 2018 was to try to solve the problem by drinking less at social events. But last week, I realized that the solution is actually to learn to enjoy these experiences and events without consuming alcohol. I changed my process from don't drink so much to notice and appreciate how great these experiences are and can be without the alcohol. She continues, Friday night, we watched the Warrior game with friends, and I didn't have a drop of alcohol. The night was still meaningful and fun-filled, and the next morning during bar class, I felt fantastic and journaled about just how great I felt. Just goes to show you that the answers are in the solution and not the problem. I share that because that's what it means to shift the perspective from deprivation, which is just one of many possible perspectives, to how can I enjoy this more? How can I make this change and feel really good about it? It's not about less alcohol. Maybe in this situation, it's about more presence, more perspective, more awareness. Dissonance is energetically expensive. And what I mean when I say dissonance is a lack of congruence or a lack of alignment between your desires and your thoughts. So if you desire to lose weight or to drink less, but your thoughts are seeing it as a sacrifice, like, oh, this sucks, this is hard, I hate this, that sense of if we had to assign a sound to it, it would be like, ugh. That's dissonant. And dissonance is energetically expensive. It is going to exhaust you, and that is why change feels so hard. Because this dissonance, this incongruence in what we want and how we're thinking about it, it zaps our momentum. It drains our energetic resources, and it taps us out. So we want to create this congruence. We want to have a perspective of wanting our desires. Just like I don't eat well because I feel like I'm overweight. I eat well because I'm happier when I eat well. I have more energy when I eat well. I feel better. I go through my days with more ease and more peace of mind and all of those things. That creates alignment. There's not dissonance there as there was in all the times that I tried diets and failed because there was so much dissonance. On the one hand, I wanted to lose weight, but I saw it as a negative, not a positive. I saw it as a sacrifice when in reality, honest to God, taking better care of myself was the furthest thing from a sacrifice because it opened up my life in so many different ways, giving me more opportunity, more time, more happiness, more mental clarity, and more peace of mind. Deprivation is just one perspective, right? It's exhausting. When we want to change, we've got to make it a positive pursuit, not a negative pursuit. And that comes from the way that we think. How can you see this differently? Instead of, I need to drink less, I'm excited to focus on connection, on learning what this experience is like without alcohol. Instead of, I need to lose weight, I want to work today on taking better care of myself. Instead of, I need to eat less, I'm excited to see how much better I can feel when I make great choices. Or instead of, I've got to stop spending so much, I'm working to prioritize and create financial freedom. And I promise you that it's not just semantics. It's not just word choice. It's a different mindset. And the way we think determines how we feel and determines the choices that we make. I'm trying to be better, to remember to be better about giving you guys related episodes, episodes that are aligned with the topic we are discussing today. So related episodes to this. If this speaks to you, Episode 551 is probably another good one to listen to. It's on my food philosophy, but what you'll see is that it's really about impeccable self-care and awareness as opposed to fat loss or anything along those lines. 547, 10 Ideas Worth Spreading, is also very related, as well as 532, which is about finding your power to win. All right, my meal that I enjoyed recently, as well as a workout I enjoyed recently, and like I shared at the top of the show, let me know a win that you've had. It can be big, it can be small, it can be related to food, to health, to fitness, to movement, to finances, career, relationship, mindset. Tag me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton or email me, put my win in the subject line or comment on the show notes page. Instead of sharing a workout I enjoyed recently, I will share with you the workout or the workout win that this person who suggested this idea shared. She says, I decided to try rowing as something different than what I've done before. I watched a video on proper form and started with 5 minutes. That was at the beginning of November. I challenged myself to row once a week and just increase my endurance and time, not worrying about meters. I was able to get up to 20 minutes, rowing for 2.5 minutes, then breaking for 30 seconds throughout. Starting in 2019, I increased to 2 times a week. I take a photo of the monitor when I'm done so I can track my progress. I've gone from about 3,000 meters on November 25th to 3,300 as of mid-January. She says, I'm so proud of myself. Thanks to you, I tried something new, changed my mindset to timed workouts, and found something measurable rather than just getting on a piece of cardio equipment for 30 minutes and calling it done. I love that, and I'm excited for you guys to share your wins with me. The meal that I loved recently, I've mentioned this one before, but it has been so cold here that it is now a staple again. And it is the predominantly paleo, that is the blogger, blog, website name, cowboy chili. So predominantly paleo cowboy chili. A Google search will bring it right up. Predominantly paleo cowboy chili. It has no beans. It has meat and carrots and tomatoes. So, so good. I love that. Love that. And then a couple other things on Chasing Cupcakes before we call it a day. As I mentioned, as of when I'm recording this, hardcover, paperback, Kindle versions available. If you are reading it, I would love to learn from what you are highlighting, what you are taking notes about. That will help me make the podcast better. That will help me make my next book better. So tag me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. I'm so curious to see what kinds of things you are highlighting. And if you have finished it, you went too fast, right? Remember, this is, I actually wrote an entire chapter at the beginning of the book of how to go through the book. And one thing I said is don't rush. Do not be in a race to get to the end, because this book is meant to really challenge you to take action. So go through it slowly. But if you race to the end and you're going back through more slowly after your first pass, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a rating and review. One of the primary ways that determines whether or not this book really grows and spreads is the reviews, especially because we're starting on Amazon. That's really going to be a make or break factor. So it would mean the world to me if you would take just 2 minutes of your day, maybe put it in your calendar. If you feel like you'll forget, send yourself a message, make yourself a note. If you would head over to Amazon and leave a rating and review, my goal is to get 100 reviews in the first 30 days. And please take your time reading the book. I'm not asking you to leave a rating and review before you've finished, but I know a lot of you have said that you couldn't put it down and you raced right to the end. I really want to get that 100 mark because it has a huge impact on really where the book goes from here and the impact that it has on the world. So if you have a minute to do that, it would mean so much to me. If you have questions about the book, if there's anything that I can clarify, anything I can do to help, you know where to find me. I'm excited to hear your wins. I'm excited to see what you're highlighting in the book. And thank you in advance for helping me get that first 100 reviews just as quickly as I can. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform
transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.